Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
That's an algorithm section bringing us back. ARS. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Pierce and Jane Howard are here. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work and Pierce's new book, The Owner's Manual for Happiness, Essential Elements of a Meaningful Life. We're talking about the five elements of that: flow, fit, goal, progress, community, and altruism. We've only gotten to a couple of these so far. Jane, talk to us about goal and progress.
Absolutely, Jim. It's important. We were talking earlier about how we get our employees in gear, how we motivate them. And it's important that people that work for us feel a sense of accomplishing goals. We need to be sure that they have clear goals, that they're that are listed, that are written down, and that we can show them
how accomplishing these goals serves the greater good of the company and the customers.
That's right. And then we can reward them accordingly if they're accomplishing those goals.
But we can also support them in personal goals that may not have a direct impact on the company.
But the goal and progress is another one. Progress is goal. Progress is the goal and the measurement, right?
Right. Shinichi Suzuki, the great violin teacher, once said, "You've got to practice every day, even if it's only 5 minutes. But you've got to do it. Don't skip a day." And that's that's the essence of progress towards goal. Mm-hmm. You feel better about yourself if you're chipping away a little bit every day. And some days there's more than others. And I mean, whether it's building something for a grandchild or saving up for a mountain home or writing the great American novel.
Or building your
company. You've got to do something every day that moves you, inches you a little bit more towards that goal. Just having the goal is not enough. In fact, having a goal and not making progress is a downer.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that in companies, and it creates a bunch of cynics in the company. What about community? How does community contribute to happiness?
The essence of community is relationships. It's paying quality attention to your relationships, for the relationships that matter. And for a manager, that should be everybody in their company. You need to look at and there's really good research on this. Look at the ratio of positive emotional events to negative emotional events. And generally speaking, you want it to be at least 3-1. So if you smile at an employee, pat them on the back, and shake their hand, that's 3 positive emotional events. And if you look at them and say, "You jerk, why the hell did you do that?" That's a negative emotional event.
That's 4 or 5 negatives there.
So you want it to be above a 3-1 ratio. And the research says that
but only if it's deserved, not phony. It's got to be. It's got to be deserved, which brings you back to the goal and the progress.
Exactly.
You've got to do those. So that's the reason they're in front of community. All right. What about altruism, Jane?
That's a sense of giving back. That's a sense of leaving something, leaving a legacy, being able to give to the greater good.
Yeah.
And so if a company wants to do that, they might choose a community social service agency to focus on and give a day a year toward working with them. For example, the hair salon where I go, they periodically go to the homeless shelter and give back to the community together.
And pay the employees to do it. Pay them for it. Yeah. And this is a lot newer phenomenon, this altruism for companies than it. I mean, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, this wasn't seen as much as it is today. And the new generation, the millennials, the Gen Ys, this is a big deal to them, isn't it, Pierce?
Yes, there's a nun in England who once made this comment, and I think it's a very potent one. Service is the rent we pay for our stay on planet Earth.
I like that. Say that again.
Service is the rent we pay for our stay on planet Earth.
That's going to be on the test, folks. Write that down. Jane and Pierce Howard, the authors of so many books, I can't see over them here. The Owner's Manual for Happiness is Pierce's new one. The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work is the one they wrote together. They also have one on personality from 12 to 22. That's another one, and on and on. All that's at Syntax, Centacs.com. The books are on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Jane, thanks for being here, and bring Pierce back next time. He can come back
now. I'll do that, Jim.
Thanks, Pierce. See you later, guys. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.